Bloomington's newest performing arts organization is looking to redefine the industry, and it's taking over the Waldron Arts Center in the process. As of July 1st, Bloomington Playwrights Project, Cardinal Stage, and Pegasus Institute are one company. Like three stars in the sky, they came together to form Constellation Stage and Screen. Constellation will produce both traditional and original theater and feature-length films. The group plans to tell some stories through both mediums. It's calling this the page-to-stage-to-screen pipeline.
It's not that Bloomington's never done it before. No one has.
That's Chad Rabinovitz, Constellation's Artistic Director of New Works.
We're doing new works, traditional works, and then taking those new works into a feature-length film every other year. I mean, we are looking to change the business model for theaters and actually set an example.
The first original play is called The Grown-Ups, and it takes place around a real campfire. It tells the story of camp counselors navigating a real-world problem from inside camp.
It's an immersive experience where, hey, when the camp counselors have s'mores, you have s'mores.
Constellation isn't going to film a live performance for the sake of making a movie. It's writing a new screenplay that will start production next summer.
Our audience is going to be able to see that process going from that initial experience, which is an experience in itself with its immersiveness, into a film that then will get distributed nationwide. And it will all have started in our backyard here.
The company will work out of three buildings, including the Ted Jones Playhouse and former Pegasus Institute on East 7th Street. Constellation is also leasing the Waldron Arts Center from the city of Bloomington for the next 5 years. The Waldron was built in 1915 and refurbished to an arts facility in the 1990s. Ivy Tech took over the lease in 2010, but returned it to the city last year. Bloomington's Assistant Director for the Arts, Holly Warren, says that the city invested more than $500,000 in repairs last May, one of which is a new HVAC system.
We took care of repairing the guts of the building, and Constellation is bringing the bling.
This week, Bloomington's Board of Public Works approved summer renovations on the building. Plans consist of new theater seating, as well as a new lobby and concession area, which also includes a liquor license. And once it reopens in the fall, Constellation wants the Waldron to feel like a glamorous, fun night out.
This group really just has that expertise to say, hey, we know what a theater patron needs to be able to come into this space and not just see a performance, but like actually enjoy the performance.
Constellation is also promising 4 gallery shows every year, and it intends to launch a film screening series in collaboration with the Buskirk Chumley Theater. Managing Director Gabe Glodin says Constellation is sending a strong message about Bloomington's arts community.
What I really hope it says ultimately to the community is that Bloomington can support, you know, a organization of this size and of this kind of professional structure, but also one that creates opportunity for new and emerging organizations and artists.
Constellation season kicks off September 14th and includes 3 original shows, 3 traditional shows, and 2 kids shows. Season tickets are on sale now, and single show tickets go on sale August 1st. For WFIU News, I'm Holden Apsher.